AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch, but what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOA News Time 825, Newsmaker 2 time here on a Wednesday. And Terry Summey from the Sertoma Club is joining us on the KVOA Sutherland studio line this morning.
Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for you today?
Oh, things are going wonderful. The sun's out, and so it's just a beautiful day.
And it's going to culminate with a great evening as the Sertoma Club miniature train officially launches for the first time in how long?
Well, a year. We were closed last summer because of COVID. We just decided that it was just not safe enough to open up during the summer, and so when everything closed down, we stayed closed throughout the summer. But we're looking forward this year to starting up tonight and having people come down again.
I think they will. You know, if the train runs, people come. I mean, that's exactly how it works down in Soden's Grove Park. Let's go back even beyond last year, Terry. I mean, I know that you did some extensive work the club did on the tracks. I mean, is everything set to go? Is there anything else that needs to be done as far as preparations to, you know, obviously you're ready to go tonight, but is there anything on your list that still needs to be done that the Sertoma Club's looking at?
Yes, we still have a few things we need to do with the track. We'll be participating again come fall in the foundation, the Emporia Foundation fundraiser again. But yeah, we have rebuilt most of the track. There's one more, I think, bridge that we probably need to rebuild just because the ties that we used to build that originally, and that was way before I was involved with the train, so that was 30, 40 years ago, is deteriorating. So that's one more thing we have to do, and then we want to replace the rest of our wooden ties with the concrete ones. But we have all of that in the works. So we're just kind of waiting, getting a hold of people to see when we can start on that.
Indeed.
Obviously, with all the rain, we have to dry up a little bit.
But at least no flooding. That's a good thing there.
No, knock on wood, cross your fingers that the river stays low down there. You know, we know that the Neosho is out, but right now, the cottonwood is looking pretty good, and so that's kind of what we need is to be able to have that stay down a little bit.
Well, shorter term, what do you have as far as your last-minute prep here for today and getting things rolling here for this evening?
So we're going to go, we are going to take a look at trying to see if there's a way to maybe have people stay more in a line so that we can social distance just a little bit, but not we're not overly worried about it. We're just worried about those that maybe are not vaccinated, and obviously are the children that would be coming down to the train would be some of that group that is probably not vaccinated yet. And so I know that the staff members will have masks on while we're down there. We will be outside, but I think we're going to try to put up some lines to maybe help corral or keep people in more of a line and not really bunched up. And so just to kind of to get people going the right direction.
And Terry Summey, the Emporia Sertoma Club, they are going to be back in action beginning tonight. In fact, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sundays through the summer. So the staff, the Sertoma Club staff, will be masked, but you're not requiring masks from anyone else. Is that right, Terry?
That's right. We're not requiring them. We're recommending this if you feel comfortable. But I think, you know, the county's has gotten rid of the mask mandate. We are outside. There'll be a lot of air blowing. So we're just thinking that most people will be okay. Just kind of go with what you're comfortable with. And we look forward to one of the things we've talked about is, you know, we've gotten the word out through Facebook and obviously now through the radio, but you know, our biggest thing is just having that train whistle, because a lot of our population that uses our train lives close to it, and they'll hear the whistle and they're like, I heard the whistle from home, and head on down. And so, yeah, we're stocked up with ice cream and pop, and we have tickets ready to sell. And so we're just excited to be able to start again.
Terry, from your perspective here, what type of what niche does the Sertoma Club Miniature Train here fill, not only really for the club, but for the community?
So it's a really good, fun family activity. It's inexpensive. We have not raised the cost since I've been involved with it. And that's been, my daughter is 28, so probably about 25 years. I think I started getting involved when she was a preschooler. And you know, it's only 50 cents to ride. We, you know, so a family can easily do it. We keep our, you know, our ice cream and our soda costs low so that people can afford those. Parties, $40 for an hour. And so that's usually affordable for a lot of families. And so just something fun for families to do. It's down there by the zoo. The zoo's very popular. And then it just provides another activity here in town for our kids.
It is a big part of this community and a lot of history. A lot of kids and parents and grandparents and great-grandparents have many memories of the Sertoma Club Miniature Train through the years, so it is a staple, you know, for this community down in Soden's Grove Park. And as Terry mentioned, ticket prices still only 50 cents a person. And let's talk about the private parties. How do people get those scheduled, Terry?
So we have a phone number that's on our website, and unfortunately I don't remember it off the top of my head.
I've got it.
You do? Okay.
620-412-3806. There we go.
Okay. There you go. All you have to do is call that number, or you can contact us through Facebook. So I monitor the messaging on Facebook, and so either one will get somebody. We also have a Sertoma email address that we check, and so any one of those methods can do it, or you can just stop down at the train and just ask. We also run Thursday mornings, that was not mentioned, from 9 to 11. So sometimes, you know, we maybe have stay-at-home families, especially in the summer with kids out of school, or we have daycares that often will come down and take advantage of those early morning runs.
How much time in advance do you need to run a private party?
We usually ask for a week or two just so that we can make sure we have plenty of staff that can go down and run the train. However, I was talking to one of our members yesterday, and we really will not turn people away. So if you can at least give us a few days so we can get the staff. So like I said, a week is will usually work because we just hate to not have kids ride the train, and we hate to have kids disappointed, and that's something that we try not to do. And so I would say a week at least.
Well, yeah, undeterred, the Sertoma Club getting things ready to go for a summer season of the trains. Again, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sundays, 6:30 until 8 p.m., and Thursdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Again, ticket price is 50 cents per person, and it is time to get the train back on the track and running here for the summer seasons down at Soden's Grove Park. Well, Terry, we're excited for you, and we can't wait to hear that whistle blow.
Yeah, I'm with you, too. We talked about, you know, we've got a big weekend, obviously, coming up in Emporia this weekend with the Unbound races and a lot of racers in town. But, you know, as I said, you know, we could be slow, we could be busy, but this gives chance for people that maybe, you know, the kids, you're waiting for the finishers to come in and you want something fun to do, you can run down to the train from 6:30 to 8:30, or you could do it on Sunday, same times, and just get a quick ride in. We get a lot of families on Sundays because Sunday tends to be a family day, and so they can come on down too and just enjoy it. We're going to be down there ready to go and looking forward to it, and hopefully we have no rain through the rest of this week. What I looked at yesterday looked like maybe rain starting again on Monday. So it should be a nice weekend.
Outstanding. Well, Terry, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck here for you and the rest of the Sertoma Club, not only here with the miniature train season, but also with those upgrades that you mentioned. Looking forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for
Terry.
Having me.
You bet, Terry Semi, right. Emporia Sertoma Club, the miniature train. He is running around the track, Soden's Grove Park tonight.
Tonight.
every Wednesday, every Saturday, every Sunday, 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. and Thursday mornings from 9 until 11.
Big sign that things are getting back to normal. Don't forget that tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 segment comes up at the standard time, 8:20, and Kayla Mock will join us, which means it's time to talk about First Friday Art Walk and amongst all the other activities taking place this weekend.
Yeah, that'll be a big art walk downtown tomorrow night, and intertwined with Unbound activities going on. My goodness.
Mm-mm-mm.
Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Sunshine and 58 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:35.
Meat processor JBS says it expects most of its systems to be up and running by the end of the day.